This is take 6, side 2. And Jackie, will you please tell us about your AALL involvement and any other organizations in the region or the nation?
Well, I've belonged to AALL for many years, from the time I was a student.
And AALL
is the American Association of Law Libraries. And I joined as a student, and I am continue to my membership until today, and I probably will keep it until I pass away. And I really became active in it because of Marian Gallagher at the University of Washington. She was very active in the association and felt that anyone in law librarianship should become active. So let's see, what have I? I eventually became president. That was in 1984, and from about 1960, when I joined as a student, I probably served on every committee at least once. I was very active with the scholarship and award committees, and saw that through many phases. It's gone from being a straight award of our grants to for travel, to the annual meetings, to true scholarship for academic either assistance with a librarianship degree or law degree. I was one of the first chairs. I can't tell you, for the relations with publishers, because of, the association saw that the publishers were running roughshod over law libraries when it came to pricing and their practices they had. By the way, until just recently, the legal publishing group was the only group of publishers regulated by the FTC. And that came because of AALL. Then one of the other things that is, I've had their membership news column for, I don't know how long, probably 15 years I wrote that column. And that was fun, because then I could get this, brought out all the gossip in me.
And everybody gave me the gossip.
And everybody wrote and gave me the gossip. I had to read a lot of publications to pick up, who may have been a new author, or who's moved from one library to another library, and kept up with professional. I tried to keep out, so-and-so had a baby, or, was married, and that I tried. My standard was only professional activities. And, well, actually, I had that until it started Spectrum. When Spectrum they renamed the newsletter, and they established a policy. And it's probably because of me. Every writer or editor of a column or an article had to rotate on about 2 or 3 year basis. And then we also set Westpac. I was charter secretary for Western Pacific chapter of American Association of Law Libraries, and was active in developing Westpac.
Did you serve as president of WED?
Yes, I was both, yeah. But yeah, I think my, yeah, I was, as I said, charter secretary, and then I was I became president later on.
And what years?
Years. I can give you all of these things. I don't know. My vida, I don't really spend a lot of time looking at time. Mm-hmm. And I'm still archivist for the group. It was interesting. We started out with about 17 states, and that it has reduced as others. As like the Northern California was part of Westpac. It still is, but they have started NoCal, the Northern California group, and the same is true for some of the Colorado and so on. So anyway, if we have a less active group participating in Westpac, and then we have. The Oregon Council of County Law Libraries that we actually formed, and I'm still very active in that. Had the last two meetings here in the statewide meetings here in our library. and then going back to AALL, of course, as the organization grew, we've developed not only committees but special interest sections so that we have state county court special interest section, and that of course I'm fairly active with that to develop. I'm kind of proud of the last standards for county law libraries, I was chair of that committee of the standards committee and completely rewrote the standards, and so county law libraries I have really been most active in, but as I said, all the Oregon law libraries I have had a little bit of involvement.
Mm-hmm. That kind of gets me to one of the questions I had is, what do you feel is your greatest personal achievement of your career?
Oh, well, I just think I think this job has given me the most satisfaction. I've seen it grow from a potentially, from a very small but potentially good library to what I think is a fairly great library.
You mean your job here?
Yeah, because we, it wasn't too well. Several years back, we were considered one of the 10 best libraries servicing the county, our count in the country. By the ABA. So that was a great feather in our cap. Right now, I'm trying to bring us out of the dinosaur age into the space shuttle age with our going on the website and going online with our catalog, and trying to find a way of living with our budget, which has declined considerably. And we're really at the crossroads right now. Mm-hmm. So that, I feel that this has been it was a real challenge, and it's continued to be a challenge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Do you have any plans for retirement?
Not really.
You're like the judges.
One for that banana peel, huh? No, I don't know. Not really. Like everyone, I've become really upset with the I keep thinking, and probably wrongly, we're going to get a new courthouse. No. The first couple of months I after I came here, I was told we were going to have a new courthouse, and so I would plan. I should start planning for that. And did meet with architects, did meet with the county, but nothing came of that. And so here we are, and we've gone through this several times, but now everyone keeps assuring me, we're going to have a new courthouse, and I would like to see, mm-hmm. have a hand in what the library becomes, mm-hmm. if we get a new courthouse. I don't know. I don't know if I can hold out that long. Mm-hmm. Excuse me.
Jackie, what are there any other outside activities besides your career, you know, that in your personal life that you would like to share? That anything that you do that?
Oh, I'm kind of. That you mean like hobbies and mm-hmm. things like that? Well, I love to walk and hike. I do that. Mm-hmm. Reading's another thing. I love biographies and autobiographies as far as reading. I'm not into science fiction or that. I guess it's because I like people. That's why I like biographies. But I call myself a garbage can reading. I read almost anything when it really comes down to it. I like to work with my hands. I knit a lot, and I do a little sketch, and I write a little poetry. I like haiku. I like crossword puzzles and different mental exercise puzzles. I'm very fond, although I don't have a pet, I'm very fond of cats and become more of a, I'm more of a cat person. Because of my sister's dog, I've sort of become a dog person too, but I support a number of cats through a little program we have back home, and my days are so busy. About 30 years, 35 years, I mother hand a small fishing lure company, corporation, and I like fishing. I don't like hunting. I can't kill anything, but I do like, that's why I only hike, but I do like to fish. I also, as far as, I don't know, I don't do it very often here. I do swim. I've lived on lake all my life, so I was a avid swimmer. We used to take a boat out and jump in and swim back, swim to shore, and then we had to go back and retrieve the boat type thing. And I did synchronized swimming when I was in school. I don't know,
Mm-hmm. That sounds like quite a full
program.
One other thing I just noticed on my notes that I forgot to ask, and maybe we've already touched on it with, you know, all the things that you've talked about, but have there been any really important issues, this is getting back to the legal world, mm-hmm. any important issues affecting the legal community that you have been involved with over the years that may be outside of the library realm?
I'm not sure this classifies that, but I've certainly been involved with a lot of the heritage and historical programs sponsored by the Bar Association. I was active, still on the Oregon, the State Bar Heritage Group, and or the Multnomah Bar Association Heritage Group. So I'm kind of active in those. I at one time was really active with Queen's Bench, which is the predecessor of the Women Oregon Lawyers Association, or OWLS. but they started holding meetings at times that I could not attend, and so I just dropped away from them. But that was a Queen's Bench was a great program. It was a support group for women. It was a buddy system for women in law, and that was important at the time because they were involved in a number of things.
Does it still exist?
Pardon?
Does it still exist?
Queen's Bench doesn't, as far as I know. It's now OWLS. They became OWLS.
So what it OWLS stands for?
Oregon Women Lawyers. So I don't know, maybe society. I really don't know.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Since I'm not that involved anymore, I don't pay that much attention. But even the OWLS, I've spent some time working on the historical section. Mm-hmm. So I get to feel like I'm the old, the old storyteller. I don't know. In my way, I have been active with things. With when the legislature comes up, I went down to testify for jail law libraries. I testify for libraries for the judges. In AALL, I was active in some of the diversity of their programs. I don't know. I just go along doing things, and I don't really pay attention to whether they're how significant they're going to be in history. Yeah.
Well, I don't have any more questions. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
No, but I want to thank you.
Well, I want to thank you, Jackie, especially for your patience with our technical difficulties. And this will all be turned into the U.S. District Court of Oregon Historical Society, and I'm sure they will be very appreciative of having the tape and the. And so thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. It has been a pleasure.
This is the end of Tape 6, Side 2, and it is the end of my interview with Jackie Jerkins.